Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord. It's good to have you back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we welcome all the Facebook listeners. Just post your comments in the comment space below, and we'll pray for you. And just join us for an evening of praise and worship and hearing the Word of God. That's the most important thing, hearing the Word of God. We're begotten by the Word of God. And we just want to say that we love everyone and thank everybody for tuning in. Just tell all your friends, all your loved ones to tune in, and please share this out and help the gospel get out. And the subject for today is coming from Colossians 1:23. And the subject is, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So we just praise God for tonight, and we're just going to praise and worship the Lord tonight, and everybody just get in one mind and one accord, and we can have church. Let me get this caller in here, and then we'll get Tim to come and sing a few songs. Just bear with me. My computer's not wanting to do right tonight, okay? 205, come in and tell who you are and where you're at.
That's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miles. Tim's going to come around and sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get back with you. Let you obey God.
All right.
I knew the time was right. For God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night. Show me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition. And now I'm in a new position. I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind. No matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Would I run or take a stand against this evil boy? And after all God did for me, and Jesus' blood that set me free, I chose to walk liberty and I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say, I won't bow or cry and walk in his ways. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets deep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with him and raising in life. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I've made up my mind. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, cause I've made up my mind.
Made up my
rivers of joy now flood in my soul. I know my sin and its pain. I've been forgiven of my sin and I've been born again. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Ooh. Burden of sin that I've carried so long is gone. Christ rose from the grave, and you can't make me down when I'm gonna shout. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Are you glad? Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Yeah, praise God, it's settled.
Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved.
Amen.
Praise God. Brother Miles, go ahead.
All right, sister, I want to thank God. You know, we got another opportunity to come on and maybe help
Amen.
Somebody. And maybe help ourselves, you know, edifying one another is what the Bible talks about. But you know that song, he said, you know, he made up his mind. And that's what it's about, people. When you come to know the Savior, you need to come with a made-up mind and a made-up heart and know that you found the best thing there is to find, and you're going to stay there. Because if you're
Amen.
Not grounded and settled in Jesus, the things of this world, glory to God. They'll come in like a flood. They'll seem to sweep the ground right up under your feet, and you'll fall right flat on your face and wind up having to do your first work over. When you come to God, you need to be settled. You need to be unmovable. You need to be steadfast and true to God. Glory to God. When he went to that cross, he was unmovable, unshakable. All them angels sitting there, he could have called them down to get him down any minute. But he loved you enough, he would not come down. He was settled in his mind. He knew what he had to do, and he done it for us. We are to lead
yes.
and live for him, if he can die for us. Glory to God. I thank God just for opportunity. God, I've been pretty well fired up today. I had so much energy. I got out and mowed all the yard, the hillsides and all that. I just had to get something done because I couldn't sit still. And glory to God, I feel good. And I want to start reading in Colossians, the first chapter. And it's over here, and I'm going to start chapter 1 and about verse 9. And it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Glory to God. You know, if we, know the knowledge of God, if we could understand how good it's going to be when we get there and what the place he's going to prepare it look like, glory to God, there ain't nothing nobody could say or do that would move us even a hair. We would stand firm in the word of God. We'd not be moved, glory to God. But they still meant it today. The least little thing happening in church, they get their feelings hurt and they run off. Well, you're not serving them people anyway. You're serving God. Do you not know that? People are going to hurt you. People are going to do things, say things. They're going to think you're bad when you're good. But don't listen to that. Listen to the scriptures. Glory to God. It's full of the promises of God. It's full of the understanding of God. It's full of the mercies and love of God toward us through Jesus Christ our Lord. And glory to God. This is what he goes on to. He wants you to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. You read that? Joyfulness. Happy are we that know the Lord, that know our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. Hey, some joy comes into your life that can't nothing else bring. This world don't have nothing that can give you the security that God can give you. So we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to have the power of God working inside us. The devil can't trick you if you've got the power of God inside you, because you've got the power and he don't. He was cast out of heaven because he thought he had power when he didn't. Glory to God. It's a giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Glory to God. We got an inheritance, people. But you know, if you're going to be shaken and moved and tossed around in this old world, you can't stay in one church. The preacher preached something I didn't agree with. He preached and he was preaching right on me. There's something in your life you need to get rid of. If you felt like the word of God was hitting you so hard, that preacher was preaching right at you. You know, when we're rooted and grounded, steadfast in Christ, you know, that means that the things in our lives that shouldn't be there, he's gone. Praise God.
Amen.
He says, "Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We're in the kingdom of God. He even told us over in Matthew, the kingdom of God is within you. Glory to Jesus.
Yes.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. And see, he didn't just shed that blood to lose his life. He shed it to cleanse us. And we need to know that we've been cleansed. We need not listen to the devil. Glory to God. He's going to accuse you every day of something you've done before. Hallelujah. But I can tell you this. Glory to God. I ain't got no past. When I got down and really give my life to God, there was no past behind me. Everything was in front of me. Don't let men and don't let nobody else throw up what used to be. Tell them that used to be's gone. There's something new just to place of that. Glory to God.
Yes, amen.
Who is the image? He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he's talking
Amen.
About him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now, you think about what that's saying, friend. Glory to God. He is the head of it all. He's the start of it all. He's the finish of it all. His name is Jesus. If you don't know him tonight, I want to introduce you to my best friend, my first love, my creator, my keeper, the one who loves me more than any human could love me.
Yes.
His name's Jesus Christ. He's the Son of the living God. He's the one that came down and died on Calvary's old rugged cross that I might be set free from the things I had done. And here's what it said. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. All fullness. Everything would dwell in Jesus Christ. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have you reconciled. You see, if we've been reconciled to Christ, we're part of the body of Christ. He's the head of the body. That's talking about the church. That ain't talking about your denomination you belong to. It's talking about the church of Christ. True born again believers in Jesus. Glory to God. Them that stands on the word of God. It said, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Don't let nothing or nobody bring you down when Jesus lifts you up and cleanses
Come
you.
On.
Glory to God. You stand still. You go, Alex. You don't move no more. Ain't nobody that can tear you down because you don't have sin on you no more. And it's up to you to live
Amen.
Your life steadfast in God, not to get sin back on you, glory to God, but to remain cleaned up, full glory. People, glory to God, they'll get up and they'll tell in church, you know, I got the gifts of God working in me, but I've never received the Holy Ghost. Don't lie on God.
Yeah.
It tells you plainly the gifts are by the Spirit. If you don't have
Amen.
The Spirit, you don't have the gift. If I've got news for you, friend, tonight. If you don't have the Spirit, you're movable. You're not steadfast.
What?
You haven't got that anchor in God that you got to have. You've got to have the Spirit dwelling within you. Why would he have said that in John 14? Me and my Father will make our abode with you. They come inside in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and dwell in you. Glory to God. And he said the Holy Ghost, he would teach you all things and bring them to your remembrance. Glory to God. Well, the thing he wanted to bring to your remembrance, you was forgiven. You was sanctified. You was sealed
yes.
if you received that Spirit. And glory to
Thank
God.
You.
If you fall, it's you. It's nothing God didn't do for you. It's nothing he ain't kept a promise on. It's you again going back on the repentance that you did when you found it. Glory to God. What made me get fired up, but I kind of did.
Praise the Lord.
But here's what it says right here. If you hear that word, that's a big old word for two letters, ain't it? If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Oh, Paul, a talking. He said, if you continue in the faith, if you're grounded and settled, if you be not moved away from the gospel. Glory to God. If is a big word, but it's got a, and serving God has got some, glory to God, some powerful words that's in there. And if is a big one. Glory to God. He tells you, if you pray and ask him anything, but that's an if, not doubting, none doubting, it shall be done. But how many of you pray for somebody that's deathly dying sick, but you just don't really look for them to get well, but you ask God to do it anyway? And if you're doubting, you're not getting it. Because there's an if there, that non-doubting comes in. Well, if you can't stand for Jesus Christ, I'll bet you fall for the devil. Because without that, you're going to fall on your face. There's an if there, people. And we better live up to the ifs in God. Yes, we serve him. Yes, we settle it all the way to the end. Because it says, he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Glory to God.
Amen.
He didn't say you saved now. He said you is forgiven now. But if you endure, if you stay there, if you're rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ, unmovable, glory to God, and you endure to the end, you're going to be saved forever and ever. Glory to God. You won't have to listen to people. Oh, he's no holy roller. He's a this. He thinks he knows everything. Because if I say something wrong, he corrects me. I just cursed him a little other day. He told me not to talk like that. They're going to put you down. They're going to talk about you. Glory to God. You stand your ground. Because your ground is holy ground. And you stay on it. And you stay true to God. And God will stay true to you. He won't let you down. He won't let you be thrown away. He won't even let you be talked about. Because the ones that talk about you will be chastised. They'll be beaten with the rod of God. Glory to God. Because he don't like it when you miss
him.
And that's what it's like. Serving God is something we can't do and go against the word of God. Because Jesus is the word of God. Do you not understand what he was telling you? All things were made by and for him. He was the spoken word of God. And every word God spoke, it became just what he spoke it. He let the earth be, let the stars, the moon, the sun, all that happen. He spoke them into existence. Glory to God. He spoke Jesus into existence too. He's the word of God, made flesh, dwelt among us. But it says this right here in Hebrews 11. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, and here's where it goes right here. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Friend, that's all you got to know right there. If you've got faith enough in God to come to him and ask him to forgive you, then you need to have faith enough in God to know that he'll keep you there, to know that he can hold you there, to know he'll shield you from all the darts that come at you from so many. Even if your preacher comes against you, he don't like your haircut, or he don't like the way you wear your clothes, whatever it is, if you're pleasing God, don't worry about pleasing man. Please God.
Okay.
And God will clean you up. If something's wrong, he will let you know. Believe me. I used to have long hair. I used to wear all kinds of this raggedy clothes and cut-off shirts. No, I don't even wear them no more. Why? I don't need to. I know what I look like. And everybody else don't need to know. Glory to God. Because that's how you'll feel. You'll feel like, I want to represent Jesus. I want to go to town and look like somebody that knows the Lord. I want to act like somebody. Glory, that knows the Lord. I want them to know that his goodness and his mercy is appreciated by this old boy. I want them to know, praise God, that I know where hope lies right in the midst of all your trouble. I know that there's help for the ones that seem to be so helpless. I know that there's a God that will forgive you today if you're doing wrong in your life. I know that there's a God that won't have nothing to do with you if you don't clean yourself up, though. I know that today. See, if we believe that God is a rewarder of them that seek him, and we believe that, why would we ever be one of them that can be moved around when the wind blows in a different direction? You got a new preacher. He preaches different. He don't believe like the other one, and you got to be moved over to his way of thinking. You believe like God leads you. If he guides you to believe this word of God, word for word, live it. Stay there. Don't move. Don't move for no man. If you've got a preacher in your church and he decides to get up and move to another church, don't follow the preacher unless God gives you explicit instruction.
Come on.
You stay where you're at. God's got to move you, not man. You go to following man, I guarantee you both of you eventually fall off a cliff. But if you follow God, there's a sure highway that leads to heaven, that leads to eternal life. Glory to God. But if we are the ones that can be moved and tossed about, glory to God. Go with me over here to the book of James, the first chapter. I'll read a little something to you. and start first chapter about verse 5. And this is about the wisdom of knowing about God. Remember how Paul was praying that you'd come in the knowledge of God? Well, here's what it's saying. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given.
Yes.
If you don't understand God in the way God wants you to, why have you not got down and prayed and sought that knowledge? Seek that wisdom. Well, I ain't got no education. But God's not going to send you to school. Don't worry. He's not going to grade you on it. He'll accept you if you come with your whole heart. Praise God, because he loves you. He's seeking you out today. He's calling you today to come to him. And if you don't understand everything, then pray God give you the wisdom to understand it.
Amen.
He said, listen. I want you to listen close to this, though. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Glory to God.
Amen.
You see what God's telling you? This goes on in every church. Ain't just one or two. But you got people that comes in, and they're holy, 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 and a bouncing and a shouting and a jumping and screaming and all that while they're there, and then all of a sudden you don't see them for a month. They're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody know what's happened to them. And then here they'll come back, boy, they're just all back in it again. Let me tell you something. You can't take a vacation from God.
Nope.
If he's in you, you want to be there. You're afraid you'll miss a blessing, or you might be a blessing to somebody, and you'll be there obeying God. And he said, glory to God. Don't fail to assemble yourself together, especially as you see the day approaching. Well, start reading the 24th chapter of Matthew. Start reading in Revelation, and you'll see the things happening in this world. They've happened before. They happened in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he destroyed them places. It happened before the flood, when men were just more and more wicked every day, and he destroyed them all with a flood. Glory to God. But he said, don't worry about that flood no more. It's going to be fire next time. Friend, I'm trying to save you from the fire. My Bible says save some with fear in the book of Jude, pulling them from the fire. I want to pull you from the fire tonight. Glory to God. If you've been in church and you've been halfway in and halfway out, and you're in and out, like at a revolving door, let me tell you something. You're not settled. You're not grounded. You're not unmovable because you're being moved by something. Something drawing you in and drawing you out. You're just like throwing a stick in the ocean. You'll watch the wave bring it in. Then as the water goes out, that stick will go back out. Then here it'll come in. Then here it'll go out. And that's just what you're living. You're living a life just like he was floating on the sea. And the waves just take you wherever they want you to go. The wind comes against you, blows you across the ocean, and you're just floating along. You don't know what you're doing. People, you got to get grounded in it. Grounded means you're holding on. You're not going to move no more. The Bible tells in Psalms, be like a tree planted by the water. And he said in that old song, I shall not be moved. Glory to God. Well, I shall not be moved. I don't have to move because I got one that'll keep me grounded. I got one I've got my roots in, folks. I've got one that holds me and keeps me. And tonight, he wants to be your anchor, your rock, your arm, your strong right arm, high tower, your shield and buckler. He wants to be those for you. He wants to be the one that'll keep you in. Even if the preacher falls out, you'll still be in that church praising God, because that's where he puts you. And until he tells you to move, you're not moving. That's a Christian. The ones that's in and out like that, they're not Christians, and I ain't saying it to be mean to them. I'm telling you, you've never made your mind up. Your heart's not settled on God. So you're seeing something out here, and you run after it. And you're out of church for a month or two. But you come back, and you act like you never lost the faith. Well, you never had nothing to lose, I'm telling you. You didn't have nothing to lose, or you'd have never left. You'd have stayed right there and served God with your whole heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You wouldn't quit. But when it got hard, you'd just get rough with it. Glory to God. You don't back up. You go forward. When you back up in battle, you start losing. But as long as you're going forward, you're winning the battle. You're winning the fight. And that's what God's hunting. He's hunting some people that'll keep going on, that'll keep going forward. They don't look behind them because ain't nothing behind them worth nothing. They're looking ahead. Their future's in Jesus. Their hope is in Jesus. Their trust is in Jesus. And he's coming back to get us one day. A friend, if you're playing with God, you've asked him to forgive you, and you're doing all these things, walking in and out of the church, you hadn't got him. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, if you have not the Spirit of Christ within you, you're none of his. I'm sorry, but that's what the word says. And I'm telling you tonight, you've got to get the Spirit of Christ before you truly get settled, before you can truly be strong, before you've got the strength of God, the power, it says, to stand and fight when everything comes against you. And you're still the one sitting there, glory to God, come to church with three people there. But you've come to church. You come to worship God. You wasn't playing games. You love him and you mean it. That's the ones that's going to make it home, friend. It's not the ones that's playing games and fooling themselves into thinking, boy, I am holy. I get into church and I shout all over the place. I dance in the spirit. Oh, I'm doing so good. Let me tell you something. You can dance all you want to. They dance in the nightclubs too. You can be drunk in the spirit thinking you are, or you can be drunk on whiskey. But if you get in the spirit of God and get drunk in the spirit of God, friend, there ain't no headache. There ain't no heartache. There ain't no trouble come from it. There's only peace and joy and happiness and glory to God. There is a joy that is unspeakable will fill your soul. But ain't it time that you decided, you know what? I've been doing this for 30 years, but I had never been what you call this really grounded and settled. And ain't it time you come back to the altar of God? Wherever you're at right now, you can find one in your house. Kneel down where you're at. Come to the altar of God. He's the author of mercy. He's the author of faith. He said he's the author and finisher of our faith. If we believe him, the things we believe he'll do, he'll do. But you got to do something, too. You remember that big old word, if. If you continue in the faith. If you're settled. If you don't move away from the gospel. That if will keep you out of heaven. Two letters. If. But it can keep you out of heaven. But the word Jesus, and it blazed over your heart, blazed in your soul, glory to God, can give you the power against Satan and all the armies of hell cannot prevail against you. The Bible even tells you there's no weapon formed against you that shall prosper because God is our protector. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's the one that'll be there in the midnight hour when everything goes wrong. But you got to have him first. And I'm begging you tonight. I'll beg you. Please, please, consider this. If you're not as settled in God and as strong in God as you'd like to be, why don't you please cry out to him right now? Ask him, don't just come in to me, Lord. I want to feel your strength and your power. I want to be led in power, Lord, not in the weakness that I feel when I go to church or the unworthiness I feel when I know I should be testifying to somebody on the street. Lord, I don't want to feel that no more. I want to feel you. I want to be settled in you. I want to be joyous in you. I want to be victorious in Jesus Christ in all that I do. I want to win souls. I want to go out here and work in the fields for you, Lord. He will put strength in you like he's never had. He can put power in you that Satan will run from you. He don't want nothing to do with a child of God. He tried all he could do with Job, and he lost that battle, didn't he? Job wouldn't bend. He wouldn't yield. He wouldn't move. He stood fast for God. He was unmovable. And there wasn't nobody going to tell him he'd done wrong, and God was mad at him because he knew better. Friend, don't let Satan tell you you ain't got nothing in you. that you can't stand, that you can't be the mighty warrior of God that you was meant to be. You just put that armor on every day. You pick that cross up, shoulder it, and you just start following Jesus. And when the world tells you you're wrong, you're crazy, you're this, you're that, tell them that's all right. I'd rather be crazy for Jesus as a pure idiot for the world. Tell them that.
Amen.
Because that's what's going to count, friend. I love all of you. I preach, I guess, harder than I got sweat on, so I'm preaching pretty hard. But I do it because I want to see people get truly saved. Not claiming to be saved. You hear what I'm saying? Not claiming salvation and walking in sin, but claiming a salvation that transforms them every day. He said, don't be conformed to things of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's when you get that knowledge I spoke of in the book of James. When you get that knowledge of God, it will transform you in your mind. It'll renew you every day in Jesus Christ. But it's up to you, friend. How bad do you want that? How bad do you want to be an unmovable object that nothing Satan can do can make you move an inch? Because it's yours today and it's free. It don't cost you nothing but faith in Jesus Christ, believing in the Word, and standing on it. Now, I love all of you. And I just ask y'all, if you will, right? I'm going to take time to pray with them. I want to pray for everybody out there right now.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, I didn't want to go off here without thanking you. I thank you, God, for what you've done in my life. I thank you, God, that I know there's nothing, Satan, governments, powers, principalities, nothing can do to shake me, move me. Because you are my defense. You are my help. You're the power I walk in, not myself. And dear God, I'm asking you right now to move on everyone that's praying this prayer. If they're asking you for knowledge and wisdom to know how to make that stand, God, I ask you, give it to them abundantly. Let them understand who you really are and how powerful you really are, that everything, everywhere that is, you put it there. You spoke it. It was made for you. We were made for you. And God, if we'll give ourselves to you, you'll also be ours. And I just ask you to give it to all that are praying right now, all that are seeking, all that hear this. Lord, I ask you to put it in their hearts just to share it and share it and share it and let the people out there know there is strength in God, but there's weakness without him, and that weakness will cause you to sway. It'll cause you to be tossed about. It'll cause you to look in different churches because you can't find what you want. You should have went to church with what you want in your heart, in your mind, settled, rooted and grounded inside you. And you wouldn't have to look. You'd have it. And Jesus, I ask you to do it for every one of them. And I ask you, just give me more, Lord. Let me feel more of you and less of me every day. And I ask this in Jesus' precious name for them all. Amen. 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 All right, Sister Patty, I'm going to let you have it back.
Okay, good message there, brother. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Sister Betty and everybody. It's good to be here.
Good evening.
It's Brother Willie from Barnell, Full Gospel Church in Barnell. Amen. Praise the Lord. We enjoy the message, Brother Miles. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay, you go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We is coming, amen, praise the Lord, to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, but and verse 23. I'm going to begin in verse 19, amen, praise the Lord, because, you know, we got to understand, amen, praise the Lord, and what he was talking about, amen, praise the Lord, is there for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alien and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled and the body of his flesh to death, the presence you holy and unblameable and unprovable. And he said, in verse 23, he said, if you continue in the faith, granted, settle, and be no move away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof Paul and made a minister. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, Paul encouraged the Colossians, amen, praise the Lord, to stay and continue in the faith and grounded. You know, as Brother Miles said, you know, amen, praise the Lord, this we got to be grounded in the Word of God. We got to be grounded with God, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be hooked up with God, amen, praise the Lord, because the highway out, in other words, of Jesus said in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, because if we look, we got to be hot or cold, because if we look warm, he will spill us at his mouth. And that's something that God is not pleased with. Somebody lukewarm. Somebody the in and out. Somebody the people cross the fence. Let me tell you something. And cross, there's nothing to cross fence. We got to go straight. We got to go straight, amen, praise the Lord, because there's no other way. Jesus is the way, amen, praise the Lord. And with him, amen, praise the Lord, there's one thing about God. He loves us. He don't feel sorry for nobody. We don't come to him because he feels sorry for us. Amen, praise the Lord. But he accepts us because we accept him. Amen. He calls us, amen, praise the Lord, unto the gospel. He calls us, amen, praise the Lord, unto salvation. Amen, praise the Lord. This is one of the greatest miracles. I know we hear miracles. I know God does miracles. I know God is a healer. I know God is a healer. God can heal the lame. God can heal cancer. God can heal people with COVID-19. God can heal anything you ever thought about. Amen, praise the Lord. But the greatest miracle that is the salvation. Amen, praise the Lord. Somebody can come to be saved. The Bible says when one person comes unto Jesus, even the angels in heaven rejoice for the soul, for the person. That's a big thing right there. Amen, praise the Lord. I can mention when I come unto Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, you know, a lot of my family, they weren't pleased when I got saved. You know, they didn't like it when I got saved. A lot of people didn't like when I got saved. But I thank God that heaven rejoiced. Even heaven rejoiced, amen, praise the Lord, when I got saved. Amen, praise the Lord. The angels, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, rejoice when I got saved. But it's something, amen, praise the Lord, that when I was talking about it right here, amen, praise the Lord. You know, if we've been in verse 22, and the body of his flesh to death, to present you holy, and unblameable, and irreprovable. So you see that he wants for us to present ourselves to him, holy to him. Holy. A lot of people say, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I just can't live for God. Let me tell you something. I cannot live for God either. He lives in me. He lives in me, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. You cannot live by yourself. You cannot live for God yourself. You got to let him live in you. Amen, praise the Lord. If I had been trying to live for God by myself, I would never made it this far. But I thank God that I let him come to my heart and gave it to him 100%. That God, I can't do this. I cannot do this. I said, anything going to be done, you're going to have to do for me. Amen, praise the Lord. Because, amen, praise the Lord, I know we make mistakes. I know we fail from time to time. But we got to get up. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to get up and keep going. See, the same body. Amen, praise the Lord, that he said he wants for us to present ourselves. Amen, praise the Lord, the holy unto him. Amen, praise the Lord. Be holy. A lot of people say, well, there ain't nobody in this world that's holy. If you got Jesus Christ in your heart, you are holy. If Jesus Christ lives in you, you are holy because he is holy. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, nobody needs to say that they can be holy because Jesus Christ is holy. Amen, praise the Lord. He lives in us. Amen, praise the Lord. So we got to understand, amen, praise the Lord, that the holiness of God lives in us. That's a mystery. Amen, that's a mystery. Amen, praise the Lord. We are the kingdom. We are the kingdom of God. Amen. There's the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost is in us with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got the power. And that's what Jesus said in the book of Matthew 18. is upon these rocks I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not fail. Amen, praise the Lord, because God has given the power. God gives the authority, and the praise the Lord. You know, the book of John chapter 1, I think it's in verse 10, 11, or somewhere in there, it's talking about, he said, he come unto his own, and his own received him not. But the one that he that received him, he gave them power to be the sons and daughters of God. He gave them power, and the praise the Lord. So we got a power. You know, there's nothing in this world, and the praise the Lord, that can take us down. There's nothing. We got, and the praise the Lord, present ourselves, amen. Continue and faith and grandeur, settle and not move away from the hope. Amen. It's only hope that we got in this world. It's only hope that we got. You know, back in January, I was sick, but I had COVID-19, and I believe that there was a reason that God gave me that. You know, I got the sickness. I went to the hospital 2 times, and let me tell you something. The first time, amen, praise the Lord. I went in there, and amen, praise the Lord. I was there for 12 hours. Amen, praise the Lord. And they didn't give me nothing. And they told me, so, well, there ain't nothing we can do for you. We're going to send you home. And I said, but I'm sick. You know, I was running fever, 104. And they sent me home because there was nothing they can do. You know what? I just went home, and I prayed, and pray. And a week later, I still run fever, 104, and sweat, and cold and chills. And a week later, I went back to the hospital again. Amen, praise the Lord. And they gave me some medicine and IV and everything. But I said to say this, and then they sent me home. He said, we can't do nothing for you. I said that to say this. And so today, amen, praise the Lord, Jesus is our healer. You know, if it hadn't been for Jesus Christ, amen, we would not be here today. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, and there were so many people there at the hospital that would come in, and they've been there 20 hours or 16 hours, 12 hours, and they send them back home. They say, I cannot do nothing for you. And I thought, well, thank God that we don't have to depend 100% on the hospitals. We don't have to depend, because we got the hope, amen. We got the hope of Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, that he is our healer, that he is our deliverer, that he is everything that we ever need. Amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. We got the hope. It's not just hope for healing. It's not a hope for financial needs. It's not just hope in this world. But we got hope, amen, that one day that he's coming back in the clouds, and he will take us out of this world, amen, praise the Lord. He's going to take us where there ain't no more sickness. He's going to take us out where there's no more pain. He's going to take us out, amen, praise the Lord, where everything is going to be perfect, amen, praise the Lord, where there ain't going to be no sickness, amen. And that's what we got to continue in the faith. Amen, praise the Lord. Continue in the faith. Amen, praise the Lord. And worship and serving God. Amen, praise the Lord. We go right here. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen, praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. 17. Amen, praise the Lord. And he's talking 17. Well, we're going to read from 14, Ephesians 3 and 14. Says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with mighty by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts, by faith. That you've been rooted and grounded. There it is again. That we might, amen, praise the Lord, is that you've been rooted and grounded in love, amen, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the deep, the high, and to know the love of Christ, which past knowledge, that ye may be filled with all fullness, a God, amen. But, you know, the 17 says that Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts by faith. And that's what we got to make sure, amen, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ dwells, amen, praise the Lord, in our hearts by faith, amen. And Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I go with you even unto the end. And a lot of people, and let me tell you something, God will never leave us. The people is living God, and that's the difference. God, people living God, and then God living people. God will not leave us. Amen. Praise the Lord. People get out of the will of God. They get out of the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And begin to do their own things. Begin to serve their own things. Begin to serve the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Jesus Christ, He will never leave us. He's there right there with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Through the good times, through the bad times, amen. Through the sickness, through the health. No matter what, amen, praise the Lord. He's there right there with us, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why we got to believe. We got, amen, we got to have faith, amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, the, like the Bible said in the book of in Hebrews 11, it says, faith is the substance that things hope for and things that we haven't seen. So the faith is the substance of things that we haven't seen. So we got, you got faith, and then praise the Lord, everything is going to be well. You pray for something, you might not see things. You might not see things. I know a lot of times say, well, God is going to bless me financially because I'm going to give, I know God is going to bless me because I'm going to give $5,000-$6,000 in income tax. Well, there's no faith. As you know that God is going to give it to you, that you're going to get it. That is no faith. So that's the faith that you don't know where $10,000 coming, but you know that God is going to give it to you. I don't know, you know, that's what faith is. Amen, praise the Lord. To believe that God is going to be able to do that, that God is going to move things. Amen. And we got the hope. Amen, praise the Lord. The God, amen, praise the Lord, is going to do things for us. Amen, praise the Lord. So, let me go right here in the book of John, St. John chapter 15. St. John in chapter 15. I'm not going to read the whole. I have another verse right here, but in John chapter 14, St. John 15:4 says, "Abide in me, and I am you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, I said, abide in the vine, no more can ye accept ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me, and none of him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus said right there. He said, "I am the vine." Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to hook up to Him. We got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have the branch stay alive because the branch that depends on the vine. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's how that we got depend in anything. We got depend on God. We got depend in God. Amen. Everything the time. We gotta hook up to God, amen, praise the Lord. And nothing we able to do with that God. Everything that we can do, I know a lot of people say, well, I wake up this morning. If it hadn't been for God, we can never wake up. If it hadn't been for God, we never was able to do nothing. We weren't able to get up and dress ourselves and do and go about our business, amen. But everything that we do is because God allows to do this, amen, praise the Lord. Whether people realize it or not, amen, praise the Lord, whether people realize it or not, we cannot do nothing without God. He is everything. That's like Brother Moses. He is our rock. He is our arm. He is our strength. Yes. He is our provider. He is everything. He is our bread. Amen, praise the Lord. He's our water. He's our living water. He is our bread. He is the Word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. He is everything unto us. Amen, praise the Lord. And once again, I will read verse 5. "I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the saints bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." So there's nothing we can do. A lot of people say, "Look what I done. Look what I done." No, we didn't do nothing. That was God. Amen, praise the Lord. And sometimes we go to tribulation, we go to things. Amen, praise the Lord. We don't know how we're going to come out of it. But after a while, we look back. I said, "Well, thank God, because He done it. That was Him. That was God." Amen, praise the Lord. That was God done it. That was God brought me at the situation. Amen, praise the Lord. That was God. It's like Daniel when he was on the lion's den. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe he looked back and said, "Look what God has done." Amen, praise the Lord. He put the lions to sleep. He said, "That was God. He wasn't the king." Amen, praise the Lord. That was God. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's something that we can give God all the glory. Amen, praise the Lord. Because without God, we can do nothing. Without God, amen, praise the Lord, we cannot do nothing. Amen, praise the Lord. We are not able to do nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people do. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people say, I done this, I done this. Look what I done. Look what I've been doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. They better thank God and recognize that God is the one that have them. That God is the one that gives them the strength. That God is the one that makes a way for them to do that. Because without Him, we are nothing. We are nothing, amen, praise the Lord. But with him, we are everything, amen, praise the Lord. He is our strength, once again. Well, He is the vine, amen. We got it, and we is the branches, amen, praise the Lord. You go out there, amen, praise the Lord, it's like right now. You break the branch of the tree, amen, praise the Lord, and that branch will die. And that's what happens with a lot of people. A lot of people got broke up from the vine, and that's what's wrong with them. It's dying. It's dead out there, amen, praise the Lord. Ready to go to the power, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what a lot of people are doing today, amen, praise the Lord. They're going, amen, praise the Lord. He's ready to go to the power because they got broken from the vine, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to pray that God will give us the strength, that God will help us, amen, praise the Lord. And I'm going to read a few more, verses right there in John 15 and 6. It says, if any man abide knowing me, he is for a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them unto the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father's glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. In verse 9, it says, for the Father loved me, and have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In verse 10, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be in full. Amen. So then that's what we need to do. And that's what we got to do. We got to remain in God so we can have the joy of God. We can have, man, no matter what we go, the people can look at us and they say, what are you smiling about it? Amen. You lost this. Well, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to put Sister Betty, Brother Miles, for example. And you know, probably Brother Miles smiled. And people say, well, what are you smiling about it? And you lost your wife. Amen, praise the Lord, see the same body. And he's got Jesus Christ, is what he's modeling body. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people know. And served by Sister Betty. Sister Betty, what are you smiling about? You lost your husband, but she can say, well, I still got Jesus Christ, amen. I still got Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why a lot of people don't understand why, how can the Christians, when something happened to their family, something happened to something, amen, praise the Lord, they're still smiling. We got something to smile, amen, praise the Lord, because no matter the bad things that happen, Jesus Christ is still and sat on the right hand of the Father. He's still our strength. He's still our joy. He's still our peace. He's still our life. Amen. He's everything that we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what we got to thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people lose something or somebody. They're backslid. They don't know what to do with it. Well, let me do something. Praise God. And Jesus Christ said, He is our strength. Amen, praise the Lord. He's everything that we ever need. Amen, praise the Lord. And we just thank God and we got to serve God. Amen, praise the Lord. And have the hope. Have the hope in Jesus Christ. Because no matter what, it doesn't matter how much money people got, what kind of house they live in, what kind of cars they got, how much they what kind of issues they got. Only thing they need is Jesus Christ. He's only thing. The richest man in this world. They can be the richest men in this world. They can got all the money and everything, amen. But if they don't have Jesus Christ, he is the poorest man in the world. Amen, praise the Lord. Because of Jesus Christ, we got everything. It's everything, amen, praise the Lord. We got everything, amen, praise the Lord, amen. So we just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. We got to continue praising God and believe and stay in the hope. And don't be like a branch and break out of the vine. We got to break out of the vine, amen, praise the Lord. And give God the glory and praise God with everything that's within us, amen, praise the Lord. And serve God daily. Serve God daily like Jesus told his disciples. Pray for the assistance so you won't fall into temptation. Pray with the assistance. And that's what he wants for us to do is pray. pray, amen, praise the Lord, and not give up, not give up, amen, praise the Lord, no matter the situation, no matter what, amen, praise the Lord, and do not follow man, just follow God, amen. A man will fail you, man will let you down, but God will never fail you, he will never let you down, he will never protect you, he'll always be there with you, 24/7, amen, praise the Lord. 24/7, he will be there, amen, praise the Lord. And we just thank God, praise the Lord, for God's blessings, amen. And I hope somebody enjoys, praise the Lord, and I thank God, praise the Lord, for the opportunity. I'll turn over to you, Sister Betty. Amen.
Thank you for coming on. That was a good message. We're going to have him sing a few songs, so just worship the Lord with him. Keep your mind on God.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus. Amen.
In the middle of the battle, when all the really matters is a place where I can find relief. I even start to wonder if we'll pay my mother, it's part of my joy in the grief. I'm a deep down, back down, down myself on the ground, so I'm a little loose my mind. Then I open up the Bible and find out you want to be his perfect one. Y'all say I'm blessed, I'm broken, all the dogs and dogs, they're brooding, yeah, I'm forgiven. They see one thing, I'm a child of King, and now I'm really living. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am, God said it, and it's already done. When the devil comes, say it, I'm reminded again, I'm a king, and I'm born. Amen. I don't even stop proud, cause it's all been down when the struggle almost tore me out. But I found that God was working and I made a lot of words, so I trust him and I don't have a doubt. That his fear take away, make a frame, break a lock, break a power, so I'm free to breathe. So I'm never gonna worry, even when he doesn't hurt, cause it's all the Lord can be. God says I'm blessed, I'm joking, I'm in love, I'm forgiving, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me want to sing, I'm a child of King, and now I'm really living. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am, God said it, and it's already done. With the devil comes in, I remind him again of Ephesians chapter 1, amen. Blessed, I'm chosen, I'm a donkey, I'm forgiven.
Bye. I've ever had. And when I came, the chance we pray, you and I keep longer, whatever comes my way. When I start my day with you, Lord, what nothing I can't do. Although sometimes that tempts a trust to bring me
Well, I was just thinking, sitting here thinking, praying about it. You know, the reason we think that this message is so needed, about being grounded and settled in Christ, you know, not movable. If you go to churches that used to be full today, they might be half full if they're lucky. And the preachers you hear of that preach for years. And I know one that was also, he was brought up on molesting a young girl and got convicted of it. I know one that had a church that was booming and ran off with some woman in the church. People, you can't serve God that way. You can't serve God with a half heart.
Amen.
Before we can stay in that church, no matter what the rest of them do, we've got to walk in the statutes of God. We have to live it. I've said that so many times. You got to live the word, because this speaking it, talking it, reading it, that don't do you any good. But if you'll live it, you'll not miss one promise of God. You'll not miss one blessing of God. And glory to God. You know, being unmovable means it don't matter how hard the times get, you're still looking for God to pull you out of it. It don't mean that you run off somewhere else because you've heard of somebody over here that can cast a spell and help. Now, these people run into witchcraft. They're running to everything in this world, thinking it'll help them when they want nothing to help them but waking up each morning with Jesus, waking up with him, serving him, walking with him, glory to God, and knowing that he is the only answer to your problem. And, oh, glory.
Amen.
I thought about when I had that eye put out and all that stuff, the doctor told me plainly I'd never see out of it. I didn't believe him because I was looking for help somewhere else. I was looking to God. I trusted God. I was serving the Lord. I didn't quit, folks. I held on. I had plenty of reason to say, well, I can't see. I can't preach no more. I hunted till I found a magnifying glass big enough that I could hold it and read my Bible, and I preached on why. Because I wasn't about to move now. I've come too far to look behind me at the junk I left back there. I'm going on. And a clean road I want to walk. And glory to God.
Yes.
That ought to be your life. That ought to be your testimony. You leave your children and grandchildren, your brothers and sisters. Glory to God. If they stood for God, they wouldn't move no matter how bad things got or how good things got. God was number one. And you think about this. A preacher that preaches in, I know one, a church that I can about see from here. And the preacher was in that church, stole thousands of dollars from him. Now, you tell me that he was a servant of the Most High God, but he can steal at the same time. I know preachers that, just like we hear on the news all the time, these priests that molest these children and things like that, people, they're not God's servants. They're serving someone else. They found something else that means more to them than God. And when you do, you've lost everything. When you find that new thing that you want to catch hold of, And people, it's time to let go of this stupid world and figure it out. They claim the world's going to die in 12 years if we don't stop climate change. Well, they ain't a scientist nowhere can control the climate. They ain't a government nowhere can control the climate. It's changing. If it's going to change, it's going to change because that's ruled by God. He's the one that brings the rain. He's the one that brings the storm. And I'd like to ask people a question. Why do you think the storms are getting worse and worse at this time, at this moment? Why are more volcanoes going on? Why are we having more earthquakes? Because something's got to happen to shake you and wake you up and get you back to where you once was with God if you've left him. Something's got to be so powerful that it can shake this earth and bring people back to God. He's tired of losing children to a stupid world that you gain everything in it and lose your soul. You didn't gain a thing. But glory to God, when you come to God and you give him your heart, you give him all of you, and you hold on and stand, glory to God, he don't just give you salvation. He gives you everything else you need to. And why do you want to leave something like that? Why would people be so ignorant that they'll look at something out there and run to it instead of running to God? That it don't have no help at all in it. It make you feel good for a minute, and then the news wore off, you want something else. But when you get God, then you don't never wear off. It don't never get old. It makes you feel good every day. It makes you know that you're his child, that you're favored among all people. You've been favored. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Everything is his, and you'll own part of it one day if you can just hold on.
Amen.
If we endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, I've got news. I'm telling people this because I don't want you to get discouraged when some man you've had faith in for 40 years does something wrong in the church. Maybe he was your pastor. Maybe he was such a good man. You thought, boy, I'd just be like him. I'll get to Jesus. Let me tell you something. Be like Jesus. Don't worry about him. If he fails you, don't worry about him. Hang on to Jesus. That's what the Bible's telling you. That's what we're preaching tonight. There is no other way to salvation except coming by that old rugged cross where Jesus Christ hung. You've got to come there where your sins were paid for forever. They'll be forgotten and took away if you'll just come and stay there. But you know, if we come in like some of them do, I know of one come in. He was preaching in a church, and it's in a county over from me. But he preached there for 11 or 12 years and ran off with his brother's wife.
Wow.
Left his wife, his church, and ran off with his brother's wife. Burnt the church. You can't hardly get people to come. I preached the church. The very first church I pastored was in Kentucky. And there's a man used to preach there. And they said every time he come to church, he'd squat down by his car, get him a shot of whiskey, and go in and preach. People around there knew that. And when I took that church and went to pastor it, it was like pulling teeth to get somebody to come to church there because they knew what that man had done. And it ruined the reputation of the church. And, you know, that's what people do. They see something that discourages them. What people do should never discourage you. But what God does should encourage you. It should build you up. It should strengthen you, establish you in the faith. Glory to God. Because God will never do nothing wrong to you. And he won't be one that messes up and goes back on his faith. Because glory to God, God's got faith in you if you'll stand there and be true to him. And glory to God, he's a rewarder, like I said earlier, of them that diligently seek him. Well, diligently means you don't quit. You keep seeking God because you know if you just get a hold of everything, I'll be all right. Hallelujah, God. Because right now is a time when faith is going to make a difference in this world. The faithful is going to stand while this world's burning. We're not going to be in the flames. Friend, don't you think you want that? Glory to God.
Come on,
quit looking at what somebody else in church is doing and look how they're living. Glory to God. Look at yourself. How are you living? How are you representing God? You're made of an ambassador of Christ. Everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you do, glory to God. And you don't want to put a stumbling block in nobody's way. So glory to God. Don't you fall because they did. You stand. You be rooted in Christ. That means just like a plant. It roots in the ground. It can't get up and move. And glory to God, if you're rooted in Christ, you won't either. Glory to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This time when we get back to that old way of serving God. Now, hallelujah, God. Yes. Used to sing that song, I shall not be moved. And glory to God, people would sing that in church. And today you don't hear it because they say, I hope I won't be moved. Glory to God, my hope's in Jesus. And he said I wouldn't be moved if I trust in him. And people's trusting everything except the one that they're supposed to trust in. They're trusting their preacher, their pastor, their bishop. All this. Let me tell you something. Man will fail you every time. He will let you down. He is but a man. But I'm talking about the Lord God Almighty, the Son of the living God, the supreme sacrifice that came to earth and sacrificed because you were a sinner. Hallelujah. You say, I ain't never done nothing wrong. You lied right there. Every man has sinned and fell short of the glory of God. All of us come short of the glory of God. He said, our righteousness is like filthy rags. So if you got somebody that will clean you up and accept you and make you like Jesus, glory to God, why would you run to something else?
Come on.
Friend, there is no other answer to this. It ain't in Buddha. It ain't in no other religion. It's not in Hare Krishna or none of these junk, Scientology, none of that stuff. None of them is offering eternal life but Jesus Christ.
That's it.
And
Amen.
To prove it, he came back from the dead and was seen 40 days of many people, over 500
Amen.
One time. Think about that. Over 500 witnesses of him coming back from the dead at one time. Glory to God. And when he rose from the grave, glory to God, when the resurrection of Jesus took place on Easter Sunday, glory to God, the graves of the saints broke open because he had unlocked death for them. And they got up and walked around. I want a Savior that's like that, that I know I don't have to taste of death. My body may die, but my spirit will live forever. The glory to God. If I let go of that, people, I would be so miserable in this world knowing I didn't have no hope. That's why we're preaching this tonight. Too many people seeing others fall out, and they go, well, what's the use if they can't stand? I know I can't.
Can't
either. Praise God, I can't stand either. I'm telling you point blank. I haven't got the strength in myself to stand and make it through. But in Jesus, you see, he said, I go with her glory in Jesus.
Bless.
Glory to
yes,
God. He said, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah, God, he'll strengthen you too. But you've got to be willing to search out that strength, search out that knowledge of God, live that and walk that before everybody, even your critics, even your families that tell you you're crazy. You keep living it. Because you might make a difference in their life. And if you quit, how many that would have trusted in you is going to fall? And that's going to be on your head. And it's going to be, I'm going to tell you something right now. I wouldn't be in them preacher's shoes for nothing in this world that have misdone stuff in church and left the church and just made a shame and a mock of themselves and made a mockery out of the name of Jesus because they stand up there and preach it and then do something that vile and ugly like that. Glory to God. I would not want to be in their shoes on judgment day. Hallelujah. I want to stand firm because I know Jesus will stand with me. He will you too. He loves you. He made a way for you to be saved. He paid the price for you. Glory to God. All you've got to do is accept it and stay in it. And he will see you through. He'll carry you home. He put sight in his eye, like I told you. The doctor said I couldn't see. Jesus said I could. And I can.
Amen.
And I praise him for that. You see, what's beyond man is not beyond the hand of Jesus Christ. Because he can just speak it and it will be. What can you speak and make it be? Nothing.
Right.
But with God in you, you can do all things. Know that.
All things.
Without
Amen.
Him, you'll do nothing, and you'll fail in everything.
Amen.
And I just want to preach. That's why this message come up. That's why we're preaching this tonight. There's too many people that's seeing what others fail in. And they say, well, I ain't got no more strength than them. I'll never make it. Don't own your strength. Let go of you. Get that out of your mind. And let Jesus live inside you. And you'll walk in his strength. His power. Glory to God. Sister Betty, before I get really wound up, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to take the prayer request now. So do you have anything that you want to mention, Brother Miles?
I just want everybody to keep remembering Christy. She went back to the doctor and they told her that mass in her liver had doubled. And then they told her, come back in 6 months. I don't even know what it is or nothing. And because her insurance doesn't count, they're not doing nothing for her.
Well, we're going to believe God.
Amen.
Yes.
And
what about Amanda?
Reverend Mother, and Amanda got the doctor seen that on her, and they told her what kind. It was like a skin cancer. And they just give her some pills, and they said them pills would kill it and dry it up. Wouldn't be no problem. So I will praise God for that. That's a praise report right there. And there's so many other things that God is doing right now. As people is getting lifted out of hospital and things that wasn't supposed to get well around here. And I just thank God for it.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, sister. If it's okay. I got one more description if it's okay.
Yeah, go right ahead.
In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, he said, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, as said thou repent. You know, well, a lot of people don't understand what the candlestick is. It's the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost. You know, he will move the Holy Ghost. He will move the, let me praise God, the Holy Spirit from people if they don't repent. You know, a lot of people think that they can continue sin and over and over again and say, well, God forgive me. God will forgive me. I'll come back later. Let me praise God. But there's going to be one day, let me praise God, when they're going to come back and they ain't going to be there. One day they're going to want to speak in tongues, they ain't going to be there. Amen, praise the Lord. And the only thing is going to be there, where, like Brother Miles said a while ago, that what I used to be, what they used to be, what they used to, they ain't going to do nothing. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They used to preach, they used to sing, they used to minister, they used to go to the nursing home, they used to teach in the school, they used to teach the youth, the kids, amen, praise the Lord, but they quit. Amen, praise the Lord, and they say at home thinking about, well, I used to do that. When I used to do that, but the things that we used to do, they ain't gonna work. That's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing when he called us home. Amen, praise the Lord. And people still living in yesterday. We got it. Amen, praise the Lord. The word of God is like, amen, praise the Lord, is like a cow. Amen, praise the Lord. You milk the cow in the morning, and it's a fresh milk. Amen, praise the Lord. You milk the cow in the evening, and it's a fresh milk. It's the same thing with the word of God. It doesn't matter what time. Amen, praise the Lord. You read it, it's a fresh. It's a fresh word of God. It's a new word. It's a new revelation. It's a new vision for us. Amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what time, when, how many times that you read the Bible. A lot of people say, well, I read the Bible one time in my life. Well, that's not enough. Read it again. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, I read 2-3 times. Well, that's not enough. Read it again. Amen, praise the Lord. But the main thing, remember where they're fallen from. Remember. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do. And, you know, I just feel like I need to read the scripture right there, because a lot of people forgot where they found. A lot of people forgot, amen, praise the Lord, the time they got out of the word of God, and they went into the world, they went back to sin, and they need to remember, and go back, amen, praise the Lord, and say, God, forgive me. I know what I failed. I know what I done. I know I messed up. I come, and I will repent, Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, and God will forgive us. Amen. That's the same by God. He's the second chance. As long as we live in this world, he gives us another chance. Amen, praise the Lord. But once we get to heaven, that's going to be too late. Whatever we done, what is the good or bad. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we got to make sure we keep the hope of God. We make sure, amen, praise the Lord, that God is is with us, and the praise the Lord. That we make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes, and the praise the Lord. We're going to make mistakes from time. We're going to disobey God from time to time. And so we can got to get up, remember where we fall from, and get up and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, cleanse me. Forgive me for what I've done, and the praise the Lord. So I just thank God, and the praise the Lord. And I praise the Lord. Yes. You can continue to remember all my family that needs the Lord, most of my family that I know that needs Jesus Christ and their heart that needs to be saved. And then, praise the Lord, this band with tradition, religion, and things, and they need salvation. And then, praise the Lord, and I'd like for you to continue to pray for them and continue to pray for Brother Billy. And I don't know if he comes in tonight or not, but, you know, he has surgery done, and he's not been doing good. And my first Lord, you continue to pray for him, and continue to pray for Angela Garcia, too. She was being a little bit sick last day, so just continue to pray for her, and continue to pray for the church. My first Lord, and that God will give us the hope. And my first Lord, and God will help us. And my first Lord, so this is what Brother was preaching about. So many people done so many things. And they hurt the churches. So many people think they can get away things, and they leave the church and they leave their reputation. And my praise the Lord. And sometimes the church is where they get hurt, you know. And you know, just continue to pray for the church and just pray. Yes, the brother, he's a shut in. That his name is Arthur Bates. He needs prayer. He's got something wrong. I think he's got an ulcer or something in his heart, and they're not able to do surgery done because he's too close for his heart. And continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for my brother-in-law, Junior Triple. He's in the hospital too, and he's got a few things wrong with it. Just continue to pray for him, and again, just pray for the congregation, just pray for the church, and pray for the lost people, pray for the backsliders, and continue to pray for Sister Betty Wilson and her son, and praise the Lord, and so many more, but God knows everyone, so just continue to pray for everybody, and praise the Lord, God knows who they are.
Okay, praise the Lord. Let's pray for all the people listening by Facebook tonight. I know that a lot of them have needs, and if you have any needs, just put them in the comments, and we'll be praying over them. Let's remember Brother John Samples, and he works late at night and has to drive quite a ways to get back home. So let's remember him and Sister Debbie and their church. And remember Sister Angela Garcia. She needs healing. Billy Keeler, he sent us a picture of his toe that he had operated on, and it really looks bad, so just remember him and just pray that God will touch it and heal it. And Sister Bonnie needs healing in her leg and in her eyes, so remember her. Remember Wanda Bibbin, she needs healing in her body. And Brother Mike Wilkins, he needs healing in his stomach. Let's remember Junior Triplet, he needs healing. Baby Evan has RSV and needs his body. He's been in the hospital. That's my little great-great nephew. And let's pray for Cashton. He's been diagnosed with B-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma. So it's some type of a cancer, and he's just a small little baby. So remember this baby and his family in your prayers. And Trish Mara, she's needing healing in her body. Pray for Patsy Leach and her family. She said her daughter's got emphysema real bad, and she's already seeing the doctor about it, and her kidneys are also really bad. They're not functioning real good. And remember Todd Davis, he's facing a back surgery. He's in a singing group, and he's going to have to be off for some time, so just pray for him and his family.
Let's pray for baby Avery. She needs a miracle in her body. And baby Caden has pneumonia, needs God's touch, can't hardly breathe. And Tammy Luther says to pray for her husband, Jerry, that's in a lot of pain. Kathy Easley said to pray for her uncle and aunt. They lost their son. And as far as they know, there wasn't nothing wrong with him, but he just dropped dead. So for that family and your prayers. And let's pray for baby Pat that needs a healing in his neck and his head and his back and shoulders. God's doing a work, and just continue to pray for him that he'll just continue that work and that little boy will be completely healed. And pray for his mama. She needs healing. Her name's Tabby. Let's remember Marilyn Smith. She said to pray for her. She's lost her phone, and she has a lot of information on that phone, and she's asking everyone to pray that she'll find it. And Doris Padgett says to pray for all of her lost loved ones. And we have kids and family that need God, so just remember all of them. And June Painter says to remember all of her family. Cindy Baldwin says to pray for her. She's been getting shots in her eyes, and she's got to go back to the doctor soon about her eyes, so just lift her up to God. Let's remember Brother Miles and his elbow and his arm, his hand, that it'll completely be healed.
Yes.
And let's remember his mother, Willa Dean, that God will strengthen her and just keep her in good health. And let's remember Kevin Miller and his family, Eddie Bolton and his family. Let's remember them in prayer. Mary Jennings said to remember all of her grandkids. Sherry Sexton says to remember her and her family, and Roy Sexton needs healing in his body. Let's remember Ernie that needs a miracle in his body.
Yeah.
And let's pray for Brother Willie and Sister Lily in their church, and Brother Willie's family over in Mexico, his sisters, and that they'll be healed, and his family that need to be saved. And pray for this country. It really needs prayer. Let's pray for a preacher that's at our church. His name's Ron, and he's needing healing. He's just been coughing his head off, and doctors can't seem to find out why he's coughing so much, but just remember him. And let's remember all the shut-ins, all the ones in the nursing homes and the hospitals. And I know everybody else has family members that need to be saved, so just lift up one another's family members and just watch God move.
Amen.
Jane Yearwood, that's Floyd Ray's aunt, said to remember her oldest grandson and to also remember her grandchild, David Crowden, that had a heart attack yesterday, and he's in the Knoxville Hospital. And also pray for Aunt Frankie Jane Yearwood for her healing. Remember Nancy Cook. She lost her husband recently, and she's been really sick ever since he died. She's just now starting to feel better. And let's remember Gloria Jean Groom Six. She also lost her husband and needs prayer. My brother Larry is in the hospital getting ready to have vascular surgery, so remember him. And I have other family members that are needing miracles in their bodies, so remember them. And I think that's all I got here. But let's all just go to the Lord in prayer, and let's pray over the people that's on Facebook that that'll meet their needs also. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
goodness up there right now, God. As we come before the mighty throne, God,
you
have to come and show what you found.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that goodness. I pray for your anointing. I pray that you will touch, bless, deliver, help, and Lord, to be Lord, whatever you want to be. Lord, we trust you nothing, Lord. It's nothing to be because nothing is too big, Lord, for you, Lord. And if we come on to you, then we must be so, Lord. Lord, I pray for your anointing. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for all these people, Lord, we need.
Thank you, Father.
in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, and glory to
God, we can see our loved ones saved.
Whichever one of you guys has something else to say, just go ahead. Obey God. We got about 8 minutes.
Well, if he won't, I will. You know that.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking about Peter, you know, when they took Jesus there, when they was at the garden, he was praying, and they come out and took him, and Peter followed, stood outside there. Now, he'd been with Jesus all the time, seen all the miracles, seen him feed those thousands with a little kid's lunch, all the things he did, raising the dead, all of it. And when they come up, Peter said, "You one of his, ain't you? You a follower of him?" "I don't know him." Three times in a row he denied him. And that's what we're preaching about. See, you know, if you don't have, I'm going to say it like it is, you don't have the Spirit of God, you won't have strength enough to stand. It's not us, it's him that does it in us. And that's what we're trying to get over to you tonight. If you are feeling weak and shaky, your faith's not what it used to be, or your urge to go to church not like it used to be, seek the Spirit of God. That's the strength you need right now. Glory to God. Yes. When the day of Pentecost came and the Spirit of God fell inside all the apostles, Peter went out and preached one message, and 3,000 souls was added to the church that day. Glory to God.
Amen.
And he went on preaching the Word of God. And when they finally caught him going to kill him for still preaching Jesus, he didn't say, "I don't know the man." He went to preaching to them, and they took him out to crucify him. He said, "I'm not worthy to die as my Lord. Hang me upside down." Think about that. You see, the Spirit of God puts strength in us to stand and confound our enemies, to stand up to the devil and say, "You can't win at this house because this house belongs to God. This house has a protection system that you can't get by, old thief. Ain't nothing here for you to steal, and you can't break in and steal it. No way, because God's hand's on me." Hallelujah. Because that's what the Spirit of God does in us. And people say, "Well, you know, our church don't believe in the Spirit." Then switch churches. Glory to God. Go where they do. Because if you don't have that Spirit, you are subject to fall. And like I told you, read in Romans, you'll find it. He said, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, you are none of his. It's the Word of God. And I don't care what the preacher preaches, that you don't need it or whatever. The truth in God is without his Spirit, just like Peter, you will stand there and deny God if it comes up to saving your life. And glory to God, your life ain't worth nothing no way without Jesus. Glory to God. This life goes, it's over really quick, people. It was just a little while ago. I remember being a teenager. Now I'm 66. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? I've got more strength in me now than I had as a teenager. I can do more now, hallelujah, than I could do then. I can stand stronger now than I could then, because the least wind could blow me around, but it can't move me now. The devil tries every day, believe me. Glory to God.
Yep.
I just got 6 inches out of my elbow. The two fingers on my left hand, the little one next to it, is this dead feeling. I ain't got much feeling in my hand. But glory to God, he'll bring it back because I trust him and I'm not moving from that trust. Glory to God. You've got to be like Peter was after the Holy Ghost fell, when he went out and stood for Jesus, stood unto death. And glory to God. Then he said, I'm not worthy to die like him, so hang me up the other way. Don't boot me just like he did him. I ain't worthy to take it like he did. Glory to God. You see, he had more faith in God than he had fear of dying. If you ain't got it that way, something's wrong. Hallelujah. I've told this before on here. I'm going to tell it again. In 2010, a foster boy hit me in the face with a big end of a cement block. Come running through the yard, threw it overhand, trying to kill me, hit me in the back of the head. My wife said, look out. I turned around and hit me right across my left eye, broke my nose, loose my skull, done all kind of damage, lost my eye, all that. But glory to God. You know what happened, though? I trusted God. And when they put me in the back of that ambulance, I was praying, God, forgive that boy, because he's got bipolar. It's not him, it's that disease that did this. Forgive him and help him, Lord. Glory to God. In me, I can't do that, people. That had to be the Spirit of God, because I don't have that kind of strength. It come from above. You see what I'm saying? That's how you know you're not going to fall. You've got to have something that'll back you up right in that moment, right in that time, when the devil hits you with all he's got, that you can look at him and smile and know you're going to be okay. Glory to God, because I got something bigger than you, big boy. I got something that's stronger than you. I got something that's almighty, and you're just a little puff of wind compared to him. Glory to God. You done been cast out of heaven. You was threw out like a rag. Glory to God. There's nothing you can do with me, because the one that threw you out lives in you. Glory to God. That's what you've got to have, babe. If you really want to stand, then seek out God. Seek out the Spirit of the living God. Invite him into your life. Tell him you need him. You need him more than you need breath, because he is the giver of life. He's the one that gave breath to the first man, Adam. Glory to God. He made him, and he breathed life into him, and he become a living soul. Do you think, well, ain't nothing more important than breath? Yes, there is. It's the first one you take in heaven. It's more important than the last one you take down here. Glory to God. When it gets that way in you, it only gets that way by the Spirit. You only feel that way by the Spirit. You can only stand by the Spirit of God. Brother Willie said it when he was preaching. He said, I don't do it. Jesus lives in me. He does it. That's who stands.
Yes.
That's who keeps us. That's who carries us. Glory to God. We try to do it in ourselves, like I told you. Every one of you will fail. But when you let Jesus do it in you, you cannot fail. You cannot falter. You'll be able to stand. And I don't care if the armies of the world come, you'll still be able to stand. Because he fights our battles. Glory to God. I wanted to bring that out, because don't think that you're stronger than Peter was. Don't think that you know more about God than Peter did. He saw all the miracles, and he still fought. But when the Spirit of God came, he stood his ground. He was unmovable, unshakable, and he was not going to listen to no lies. He stood on God, and he made it through. We can too, people. All right, Sister Betty, I'll let you have it back.
Okay, praise the Lord. We just want to say thank you to everybody that's listened tonight, and tell all your family and friends to tune in next Thursday
from 6 to 8 USA Eastern Standard Time. And just tell all your family and friends to join us next week. So just God bless and good night. We love y'all.
God bless you.
Good night, y'all. I love all of you.
Good night.